Hey guys, welcome to our encore show for today, August the 5th, 2024. And it was once upon a time Dean Wheeler hosting some kind of a party from Wheeler Resort. Maybe it was a retirement party for Emerelda, who knows? But he had a host of special guests. I think Steve Bozell showed up for this one. A variety of a lot of people showing up for this Dean Wheeler, Emerelda, and Wheeler Resort celebration, along with Doctors Raccoon and Baboon.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So now that I know that we got it all together, let's check it out here. It's Dean Wheeler and the gang from Wheeler Resort and the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
A little something different. I'm Dean Wheeler. Hope you enjoy it. Welcome to Wheeler Resort. Hey, Dean. At the Wheeler Resort, you know what they say about ships? Well, it's any old port, but Dean is a whole different vibe. At the Wheeler Resort,
yeah,
you feel it come alive. What do I mean by it? Three guesses, the first two don't count. At Dean, it will feel good. You'll see. Yeah, it's Wheeler, and also the man camp too. Hey, and Dean and his wife Emerelda. Oh my God, you won't believe. It's a spell, I can tell ya. It feels like Dean. Feels like Dean. Come on, climb on Dean. Thank you. Thanks a lot, everybody. So there it is. There's our theme song for tonight, and we are here live at Emerelda's restaurant at Wheeler Resort. And I want to thank Phil Henry for letting me come on here and host a night at Wheeler Resort, because it's summertime, everybody's favorite time of the year at Wheeler Resort. We do our yoga, we have man camp, we have aromatherapy, we have the lust tub, and that is a special tub for people who are large. You know something? We're trying to get everybody healthy here at Wheeler Resort. But there's also some people who are naturally, their form is just, they're just naturally big. And they also, they too need a place to go and, what do you want to call it? Get down? Huh?
Yeah.
They need a place to go and get down and get down on it. Get down. Remember that song by Casey and
the Sunshine Band.
Yeah, Casey and the Sunshine Band. That's right. Thank you. Webb Eberly is with me here tonight. Webb is our, you're kind of a man about town, aren't you, Webb?
Yeah, I do everything I'm asked to do and more.
Well, Webb is one of our yoga teachers. I call it yoga. We actually call it yoga, but, you know, as a homage to, and here he comes now. Dr. Raccoon, how are you?
I'm good, and thank you for correcting that. You know it is called yoga.
Yeah, I know. And thank you for coming and teaching a yoga class out at our yoga cliff.
Well, you see, you did it again. You called it yoga. It is yoga. Is Baboon here?
Dr. Baboon?
Hello.
Baboon, we go now. We go to the bar.
You're going to the bar?
No, the buffet, right?
Yeah, we go to the buffet.
Come, Baboon, come.
All right, that's Doctors Raccoon and Baboon. They're off to the salad bar, and then I guess they're going to go over and get to the buffet. So we're excited here at Wheeler Resort tonight because we have two very special guests. We're at their table, and we thank you very much, Dr. Ed Elcott and Gloria Grover, otherwise known as Overlord Shuggy. And Dr. Elcott, if I may, Gloria, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you very much for having us, Dean.
Well, I thought having you guys on would be, I think it's a feather in our cap, because ordinarily you vacation at the Redeemery, right? The Elcott, the Next Step Redeemery in Big Sur?
Well, we do like to go to the Redeemery, and it is a place of peace, a great place of meditation as well, wouldn't you say, Gloria?
Yes, we meditate, and we also fluctuate
and the fluidity, which is all part of the Elkhart religion.
Now, yeah, I know there's an awful lot involved in Elkhart, and I don't expect that you're going to, you know, teach us about it, but there's a lot of different things in Elkhart, the next step, including diet. And here we are in the Emeralda restaurant. What is the ordinary diet of an Elkhartian?
Well, the Elkhartians really can eat anything they want, and within reason. We want, of course, good health. But I stay to the lean, everything lean, the lean meats and hams, the lean porks, any kind of lean meat, the leaner the better.
Yeah, in other words, Ed likes anything you can see right through, you know, including, and I'm kidding, including my evening gowns. And if he can see through it, he's all over it like white on rice.
That's very cute.
Well, look, you're only human.
Well, it's true, we are only human. And we do have a very healthy relationship.
Well, here you are at your favorite table, right, at the Emeralda restaurant?
Well, this is not our favorite table. This is our second year at the Wheeler Resort, right, Gloria?
Yes, last year we were at Cabin 6 near the Ago Cliffs, and this year we're in the Large. And this year we're splurging, and we're in the Large Suite.
Oh, the Large Suite, which overlooks the beautiful Pacific Ocean, and you can also you look at the higher level Yago classes.
Well, you know, it's some people call it a cheap kick. I that's not my thing.
Well, come on, Ed. You know,
it really isn't.
I think it's interesting to see the more mature couples doing the Yago asanas, where they wind up with their noses right up there.
Yes, and I've never been able to appreciate that part of it.
Well, I'm sorry.
No reason to apologize. It is what it is, as they like to say.
With me tonight is Dr. Ed Elkhart and Gloria Grover.
Well, you know, you get out of bed, just to continue the thought, you get out of bed in the morning, and you see, as I saw, a man struggling to get his nose out of his wife's blank, 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 blank. And
what do you mean, struggling to get it out?
Yes, he was pushing. He had to put his foot up on the back of her thigh to try to get his nose right out of her.
You're kidding.
No, no. Would I kid you?
Well, that is something. Now, is that a health risk?
No, it's not a health risk. I think that if you're not properly practicing the Yago asanas, yes, you're going to be in some compromising positions. I've never heard of a man having his nose wedged where he had to use a foot to push himself off of his wife's buttock. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's what he did. So it's that kind of laugh, it's that kind of good time that I count on when I come to Wheeler Resort.
Well, I think that's a bit of a slam.
No, I don't mean it as a slam, Dean.
Well, no, it did sound like you're kind of slamming us when you say that you come here for the kick of seeing some man have his nose wedged in his wife's...
In his wife's A...
Okay, you don't have to spell it.
Okay.
You don't have to smell it.
I said spell it.
Oh, okay, so that reminds me, by the way, this is not our normal table.
No, our normal table, actually the only other table, this table is fine. The other table we had last year was right there.
Oh, that's station number 17.
Yes. And we had a little bit of a problem. Now, we don't want to be sat near the bathroom or the kitchen.
You know, most people would rather be away from those areas. Sometimes you don't have any choice, though. You've got to seat people there when it's a busy night.
Yeah, well, no, that's true.
Hello, this is Dr. Baboon. Dr. Raccoon is over at the buffet. Wanted to know if anyone wanted breadsticks or anything.
No, we're fine. We're doing an interview right now.
Baboon, where are you?
I'm coming.
Those two travel together, don't they?
They do, yes. They're in from New York, which is where the Yago Institute is. All right, we're talking here with Dr. Ed Elkhart and his wife, Gloria Grover, Overlord Shuggy. All right, now you're saying that you were telling a story about the table?
Yes, well, the table we had last year, we don't sit near bathrooms. We don't like to sit near the kitchen. But nonetheless, at this right there, table 17, see it?
Yes, I see it.
Ed?
Well, it smelled like someone's feet when we were eating our dinner. Hold on for a minute.
Yeah, see, there's a little bit of it.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're live on the air.
No, I'm not saying the food here is great, but it smelled like someone's feet over there.
It did. And I got up, and I tried to sniff my way to the source, and I couldn't find it. I went into the kitchen. It smelled, it got stronger when you get into the kitchen, but also got stronger as you got to the bathroom.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that, and we will...
But I think you should be aware of that fact, because as I sit here, and this could very well be the purity that we've attained through Elcott, the next step.
We have purified senses, so we can smell feet, the ass...
Yes, I hear you.
All right, I'm sorry, I don't mean to... But I can smell that, feet... Between the legs, everything.
Yes, it's a curse of Elcott, the next step, because of the purity of our diet.
All right, well, moving along.
Well, I'm not trying to.
No, you're not trying to, but you're sitting here talking about my restaurant, how one of the tables smelled like someone's feet.
Well, it did, but at least it didn't smell like, you know what.
Yes.
Well, let me say something. What do you mean, you know what?
At least it didn't smell... Many of the young novitiates that come to us come to us after a very tough life on the road, and a lot of them don't wipe.
Yeah, you know.
You're looking at me with a smile on your face.
No, I don't mean to smile. I'm just asking. You get what we're saying.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. So when you got a bunch of young initiates coming in, and they smell like ass.
I hear you, yes.
All right, I'm sorry. I don't mean to...
We're just trying to warn you. As to what can happen, you know, when you have a great many people from Elcott to next. I'm not saying that any of us smell like feet. That was one of the novitiates. Ed, what do you think?
Well, I think the smell that we smelled last year, and I'm beginning to get a sense of it. Yeah, hold on.
What do? You're sniffing me?
Well, hold on. I have to smell where it's coming from.
Elcott, what are you doing?
Dr. Raccoon, I'm trying to do a nose. I'm doing a nose. It smells like old feet over here.
Well, hold on.
What does it smell like?
Old feet. Let me smell. Ah, God. God.
Well, what is that about? The guy just put his nose on me.
God. Baboon.
Yes.
Stay away.
What are those two monkeys doing?
Excuse me. Those are two. They're the heads of the Ago Institute.
Well, they sniffed you and said it smelled like... It looked like he smelled a fecal matter.
Well, I can assure you I smell fine. Wow.
Now, don't get all upset here, Dean.
Wow. Fecal matter.
That's what it looked like.
We're here with Dean Wheeler.
Wait a minute, it's my show.
Oh, you're right.
We're here with Dr. Ed Elcott and his wife Gloria here at the Wheeler Resort on a beautiful evening. We're having dinner. Now, I know both of you are vegetarians. What are you having?
I'm having the walnut loaf. I love it.
Okay, and how about you, Ed?
I'm having walnut loaf l'orange. Okay? You know what that is, right?
Yes, it's with orange.
I didn't know that. That's why I was asking you.
That's a walnut loaf l'orange, and I'm just having the plain, flat walnut loaf with just a touch of garlic.
Yes. When you say a touch, to Gloria, a touch of garlic is one whole clove. And I've seen this one. I love her very much. I've seen her take a clove of garlic, put it in her mouth, chew it for about 5 minutes, and then go, kiss me.
And you do, don't you?
I do. And it is an agony that one does not quickly...
Oh, knock it off, Ed.
No, I'm kidding. But it's pretty horrid. Your breath really gets...
I chew a garlic clove, Dean, because it's good for the health. You've heard of that?
I have heard of garlic being very good for the health, yeah. We have Dr. Ed Elcott with us, also Gloria Grover, who is a.k.a. Overlord Shuggy. Getting back to the stink or the smell.
It was a smell. We can smell it now. Here he comes again.
Okay, what do you want now, Raccoon?
I'm saying to you, I've got the smell. Smells like foot from here all the way to my table.
Yes. It smells like it, too.
Yes. Baboon, let's go investigate.
Oh, what were you assholes?
What did you call me?
Well, take it easy now, Dean. People are simply...
What did you call me?
I called you what you are, Dr. Raccoon, an asshole, okay?
How dare you! Baboon, we go! Baboon, don't talk to the woman. We go now.
I was chatting up a piece of ass.
Get a load of that, huh?
Get a load of that. This is the Dean Wheeler Show here, live from Wheeler Resort. Live here from Wheeler Resort. Getting back to... So you're both, vegetarians mostly.
Well, we're vegetarian, vegan, if you will. But every now and again... And, you know, people will give you a funny look, but you say, I'm ready for a slab of meat.
And that's why we love to go to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Now, I heard that, and I couldn't believe it, but Ted's of Beverly Hills is one of your favorite restaurants?
Well, when we want a steak, yes.
And he also has the wonderful wedge salad with the blue cheese or the roquefort dressing, which I find delicious.
All right. And what do you like about the food here?
Well, that's the thing. I'm sitting here at a table that smells like someone's feet.
Yeah, and that's putting me off my food.
Well, I don't smell it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know we're on the air.
I got it. Yeah, right there. Oh, look at who's here. Bud Dickman. Come on up, Bud.
Yeah?
It smells like feet here. Is that you?
Yeah, maybe it is. Okay.
Well, you're walking around. Those are motorcycle boots. You took them off and you're walking around in your socks. For how long?
I've been beat, man. I was on the road for about 4 hours trying to get up at Wheeler Resort. Okay?
Yeah?
Okay, so I'm sweating.
But you took your motorcycle boots off. Everyone can smell the feet.
Well, you know what? It's the smell of victory, agony of defeat. Huh?
I've heard that joke a million times. Someone ought to horsewhip you for that.
Where are you going?
Gonna get something to eat, you crazy or something?
But your feet are stinking the place out. Oh, God. Renfro.
Uh-huh.
See that man there?
Uh-huh.
Get him out of here until... Or at least get his feet washed.
Uh-huh.
Now, Renfro is going over right now.
We're going to do a play-by-play?
Sure. There's Dickman standing in line. Renfro and Dickman are talking some more. Renfro has his hand on Dickman's shoulder. They're continuing to talk. Dickman is getting himself some of the soup, the garlic soup.
He's holding the motorcycle boots like it's just no big thing, standing there in socks that stink. Jesus.
And now Renfro is shaking Bud's hand, and leaving, going out the back door.
What the hell is that about? Renfro! Tony, go get Renfro.
Okay.
I don't understand that.
Looked like they made fast friends.
Renfro, come here.
Huh?
Why didn't you get that guy to wash his feet?
Because they did, because they smelled okay to me. I had him put his foot up to my face. I said, let me sniff it.
Yeah?
It smelled okay to me.
Let me sniff...
Thank you, Renfro. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott.
I'm Gloria Grover, Renfro. Thank you.
Wait, Renfro, come here. You asked him to...
I said, want to smell your foot. He put his foot up and I sniffed on it.
And it smelled okay to you?
Uh-huh.
Well, it looks like it smelled okay to Renfro. I guess it's okay.
Well, it's not. It's not because... Oh, geez, I can smell that fucking feet. God damn it. The place is getting... There's people leaving now. I'm sorry. Please don't leave. Please don't leave.
Smells like feet. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. Don't leave, all right?
Well, it smells like feet in this place.
That's Bud Dickman's feet.
There's Bud right now. Bud, come here.
Uh-huh.
Bud, everyone's leaving because your feet stink.
I just had Renfro sniff it.
You just had Renfro sniff it?
Yeah.
Well, where are you going?
Didn't go have my steak.
All right. Dr. Elcott, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Smells like feet, though, Dean.
I know it smells like feet. This is Dean Wheeler here from the Emeralda Bar at the restaurant Emeralda here at the Wheeler Resort.
Jesus.
And I've got with me here Doctors Baboon and Raccoon. Did they leave?
They did leave, yes.
This is Tony Gleason, one of our very dear friends from up the hill. You have a cabin up there.
Yes, I do.
And Tony, do you smell?
Yes, I do.
You smell feet?
Yes, but this is something I've smelled for the last year. I think that if you look at the history of your restaurant, I know this man, Mr. Dickman, came in tonight, and he smells, you know, like his feet stink. But you've had a stink problem in this place.
What are you talking about?
You've had a stink problem in this place for 3-4 years now. People don't want to eat. Is this place usually packed?
No.
That's what, because it stinks.
Well, no one's ever said to me that it stinks.
Well, it does. Just areas of it.
Hey, hold on.
You got to move your car?
I do, but... So I would suggest... You know what you need to do? Is you need to tear up some of the floorboards there in the kitchen and see what the hell's buried under there.
Oh, my God. What are you saying?
I think there's something buried. I don't know, but I think there's something buried.
Oh, Dr. Elcott.
Yes, I just heard what this man said. There's something buried? Do you understand what you're saying?
Yes, I do. I do. That it's possibly a murder was committed here.
Well, if there was a murder committed here, it was before I owned the place. A murder committed here.
Hey, you know, Dr. Elcott, I don't know anything about you. People say that you're pretty smart and you have this religion. You talk about smelling like feet. You don't smell all that good.
What in the hell are you talking about? I took about 5 showers before I came here.
You think. You smell like bowel movement.
Speaking of that, all right, thanks very much, sir.
What, I don't just...
Speaking of that, folks, we are making a push here at Wheeler Resort to eat the purest foods possible so that we can tear out our bathrooms. And when you get here on Friday, between Friday and Monday, you'll never have to have a bowel movement because the foods are pure. And although you will need to use the urinal because we, you know, encourage you to drink water.
Say that again.
I said we're working to the point where nobody has to have a bowel movement.
Dean, this might be the approximation of the beginning stages of your stink problem.
I'm not saying people are out here, oh, wow, what'd you think I was saying?
You're saying it stinks to high heaven.
You're saying that?
Yes, it smells like feet.
Okay.
But you're now saying that you're encouraging people...
not to have a bowel movement. I think that's mad. You're mad. Do you understand that you're mad?
Oh, come on.
You're mad.
From the patio here at the Wheeler Resort, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dean Wheeler.
Something different.
Thanks for joining us.
You're out of your mind. My God, he's mad. Look at the eyes. He's mad.
Hey, Dean. At the Wheeler Resort.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Well, it's any old port.
Thank you, Dean.
But Dean is a whole different vibe at the Wheeler Resort.
Yeah.
You feel it come alive. What do I mean by it?
What did you say?
This is the first to go.
I said, well, I came through the door here a moment ago. I smell like people. Someone took a bowel movement.
It will feel.
You know that good. You know how long I've waited to do a remote on the Phil Hendry Show from my restaurant, Wheeler Resort. I have had people saying it smells like feet, and this guy can't wait for somebody to take a bowel.
That's what you were advertising.
Dean, you're the one that said, hey, you won't have to take have a bowel movement here at Wheeler Resort.
Oh,
okay.
My God, you won't believe.
That what it smells to me like at the front door.
It's a spell, I can tell you.
Oh, shut up.
It feels like Dean. Feels like Dean. Come on, climb on Dean.
Climb on it, Dean.
Yeen.